Welcome to Band of Brothers Radio, your internet outpost, supplying refuge, hope, and biblical counsel for men in the midst of daily battles and where no man is left behind.
Jesus died for our sins. His blood will wash away these stains. He died to give you freedom. So why do you still wear those chains, 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 chains?
This is Band of Brothers Radio.
Yeah. Hey, welcome to Band of Brothers Radio. That's where you're at. You came to this location because you saw the topic that we are going to be talking about today. You said, man, I want to know more about this. I want to know how to get more of this. And so anyway, because you know the Bible says certain things about this word. And it's pretty specific.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Okay. Well, we'll find out.
Well, we'll find out, huh? Yes. Or they're just going to get opinions, and that's it. We're going to talk about respect. You know, as men, I tell you what, you and I have worked with men long enough to know that sometimes that's the most important thing, that they have respect in their lives.
Oh,
they don't care. I mean, love comes second.
It's huge.
And all money, all that stuff comes later. Respect seems to be the number one thing.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to talk about. In the studio with me today, the one who is the master, the expert on respect, okay, I can't do that. He's human.
I was about to sing Aretha Franklin's respect song on you. That would have got
gosh.
You.
That could actually do that. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Come on.
I was going to hit you with that.
Okay. So Pastor Felix in the house. Good to have you, bro.
Thanks. I'm glad to be here.
All right. So I brought up the topic yesterday, and I mentioned to you, hey, let's talk about respect. And a lot of it is because so often when I end up talking with men one-on-one, and even myself in a certain thing, this thing called respect is something that is it's huge. It really is, especially as we get older. We don't realize that that's something that we want or desire until we start getting into that teen adult age type of thing. Right?
Well, we don't know what we don't desire until we don't get it.
Yeah. Yeah, because we usually get that sort of thing even as kids. You're getting a lot of love and attention. Now, the majority of us, yes.
Right.
There are men out there that have not been their growing up years are not ones that they want to necessarily remember and everything.
That's true.
But let's go with start off with the definition of respect. One that I pull up off the internet, of course, is a feeling of deep admiration for someone elicited by their abilities, qualities, or achievements.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So a feeling of deep admiration that you admire this individual. For the qualities that they have, for their abilities or their giftings and or their achievements, whatever that might be. And so often that's something that men, we'd like to be acknowledged for, the things that we do. I don't know about, I mean, if we think about it, men are very, what's the word I want to say? I just went blank. Two teams are in competition. They're competitive, very competitive.
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
And that's why when we growing up in school, we look forward to being able to be in a situation where we could win an award for our achievement, or maybe as an individual or as a team. You know, and in either case, we receive that knowing that hey, somebody respects me for what I just achieved.
Right.
And it's like the more trophies you have, the more respect that you have.
Yep.
All right?
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things that we as men in the Bible, I found that the word that is really encompasses this respect thing is called honor. And honor is what we are required to do. And honor is really the ability of one person to defer to the other person and give them their rightful place. Because God honors us And we're supposed to honor each other, even in the Ten Commandments. You know, the whole thing of honor your father and mother.
Yes.
Right? It's yes. honoring them, giving them their proper respect that they are due to them, to the office of that.
Exactly.
And so when we look in the New Testament, you won't find as much about respect, but you'll see that word honor.
Yes.
And that is, that's a powerful word. Yeah.
I had to look at you with a blank stare just to see if you were going to react to that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So anyway, so what you're telling me is that, or telling us, is that respect is the same as honor?
Yes, honor is the biblical reference that it is a requirement. we're not just supposed to respect folks, but we're supposed to honor them. We're supposed to, our culture in the kingdom is a culture of honor, where we, like the Bible says, I should treat you more than I treat myself. I should defer and give you the best as opposed to giving me the best.
Hmm.
And that is a stature of elevating you above me, and I honor you by doing that. And so we're supposed to, and the Bible tells us a wife is supposed to honor her husband. Okay, we talked about this respect thing because men require, we're designed, we're wired to be the leader. And what leader is not supposed to be respected or honored? If you don't honor your leader, what, you know, and so the thing of knowing that we are supposed to have this culture and supposed to be, because, you know, we're royalty, you know, we are royalty.
Right.
And the whole thing about knowing, you know, knowing about how to do that is an important thing.
Okay, one of the things that I just pulled up on the title, or the title, definition of honor, which mm-hmm. is high respect, mm-hmm. esteem.
Mm-hmm.
So it is like the highest mm-hmm. form of respect.
Mm-hmm. It's the godly, it's the kingdom respect that God requires. You know, on a human level,
right.
we can respect each other. But that's almost like tolerating somebody. When you respect them, you say, "Oh, yeah, okay."
Yeah,
but
well,
I
get what you're saying, but I actually, if I'm tolerating somebody, I never use the word that's respect.
No, not
I tolerate them.
Right, right.
I put up with it.
Right,
I'm
but it may seem
to,
like
to
it may seem like respect.
Yes,
you see what I'm saying? It may seem on
to
the front
them?
On the surface.
Oh yeah,
mm-hmm.
I guess maybe if I'm in a group of people and they're respecting
right.
that individual, and I know something that they don't know or whatever,
mm-hmm.
I'm just tolerating it.
Right. And it's on the surface, so it looks like, oh, hey, he's respecting him because he's not pulling the covers off of him and exposing.
Right.
You know? But honor is a thing where you defer, you know, and it's genuine.
Yes.
Because it comes from the heart. And so God requires us to go deeper and take that high level of respect and make it honorable. That's
yes.
why he says, honor your mother and father, you know, and give honor to kings.
And that's where you get that from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 17. It says, show proper respect to everyone,
mm-hmm.
love the brotherhood of believers, fear God, honor the king.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so that sort of just encompasses everything, you know, our lives and, it takes care of all of that when we love the brotherhood, that's everything around us, right? Those are the other believers that are, we're in this thing together, right? And then fearing God, that's something that we're called to do. We're not, we're commanded to do.
Right.
Okay. Not suggestion that you fear God. You're commanded to fear God.
Right.
And in doing so, then you're going to honor the king as a result of that,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
Which I think that the next step to that is actually a love. In a sense, right, where you're actually you're being honoring the king is being obedient to the king. In First John, it talks about for us to be able to show our love to Christ is by being obedient to him.
Yeah, love should be the motivation for the honor or the respect.
Yeah,
because if love is not the motivation, if you're not doing it out of love, then it's hypocrisy. Right. And so that love needs to be a motive.
So in other words, that you can't give respect unless you love that person?
No, but it's not true. I mean, it's not real. It's remember we just talked about it appears like, you know, you know what I mean? Okay. It's surface stuff. It's like the difference between giving somebody a compliment and really flattery.
Yes.
Flattery is surface stuff and it doesn't mean anything. Yeah. It's Tinseltown stuff. Yeah. But when you really give a compliment, it's coming from the heart and it's genuine.
Mm-hmm.
And so God reads the heart. He doesn't read our behavior and our actions. It's what is our heart motive? And our heart motive has always got to be love. Okay. That's got to be why we do what we do.
So to a certain degree, let's just now there's different areas of respect. Some of the guys want to hear about this thing about my wife is supposed to respect me and honor me, right? Okay, they want to get to that right away so they can memorize it or be able to
and beat tell their wives,
beat
with
their
it.
Wives with it. Yeah, exactly. You're going to respect me no matter what. Anyway, the other thing is that if places of employment, right? Now, you may just be the worker bee. Mm-hmm. You're not in management. But is there a respect for those who are in authority over you?
Yeah, and that's natural and normal that you should. If you don't, you haven't been raised right.
Mm-hmm.
Because the whole thing of parents teaching children to respect them is showing them that authority needs to be respected because it's authority.
Right.
Right? But some children aren't raised well, and for whatever reason, they're rebellious. Because what do they rebel against? They rebel against authority,
okay.
Right? And so rebelling against authority, they're disrespecting authority.
Yes.
Because they don't want to respect it. I was that way. I was a rebel.
Mm-hmm.
And so I disrespected every authority that came into my life.
So when you got a spanking, did you get a spanking being told that you better respect me?
No, I got...
But there are some guys who have.
Because I didn't respect
them. No, I know.
It was punishment for it.
But they didn't necessarily bring that up.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No. It wasn't a teaching moment.
But there are those that demanded respect, and they tell them, I want you to respect me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The Bible talks about that slaves are to respect
their masters.
Masters.
Yeah.
Okay. And which is, that's a different.
That's uncomfortable for the slave.
Yes. Yes. And
but it tells the slave master to respect God and honor God and treat his slave well.
Yes.
So it's a two-way street on that.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's the way that this is. And that's where I was going to go with this thing on respect.
Yeah.
It is a two-way street.
Yeah.
It has to be.
You know, I saw this TV show one time, and there's this kid. It was a kid in the ghetto, and he had a gun.
Mm-hmm.
And they was talking to him. They were interviewing him. He said, hey, I'm either going to get respected or they're gonna fear me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care which one.
Hmm.
See, because he wanted to be important, and he wanted to feel significant.
Yep.
You see, the whole thing of when you respect somebody, you're giving them honor, and you are giving them a place.
Yes.
And some people abuse that place. And so people who have a problem with giving respect and giving honor is usually because they have not gotten respect and gotten honor. So the thing is that they don't know how to give it or receive it.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing is that, but we're wired because we're made in the image of God.
Right.
We are wired to desire to be respected and especially by our wives,
mm-hmm.
because it's an important thing that they do that more than anything else. The Bible tells us to cherish our wives, but it tells our wives to honor and respect us.
Right.
See, so the wives don't have to love us, just give us our proper headship.
Yes.
In our family.
Yes. You know, it's let's do this. Let's take a break right now, and let's come back. There's a saying that I've used. I don't know where it comes from necessarily, but to get respect, you have to do things that are respectable. I believe that that's something that needs to take place, and that's, I think, in a sense, what the Bible says, especially in this area. But let's talk about that as soon as we get back. He's looking like he's got to say something. Go ahead. You want to say it now? No, you can't.
No, I can't. After the break.
After the break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Band of Brothers Radio.
please help us in our effort to encourage and strengthen men across America and around the globe. Make a tax-deductible donation online at faithplace.org. Just click on the About Us page.
When you need a lasting remembrance of a loved one, you can spend thousands of dollars on an engraved monument, benchmarker, keepsake urn, or flag case. Or you could get the exact same engraved monument at a far lower cost from Cascade Monuments. Right now, explore even bigger savings during Cascade Monuments' anniversary event. Cascade Monuments ships throughout the United States and Canada. Shop online at cascademonuments.com.
I got off track, I made mistakes, backslid my way into that place where souls get lost, lines get crossed, and the pain won't go away. I hit my knees, now here I stand, there I was, now here I am, here I am, change.
Welcome back to Band Brothers Radio, and that's what this whole thing is about, this walk with Christ, is that there is a change that takes place in our lives, and maybe the way that we've been doing it, we thought it was the correct way, thought it was the way that would bring us everything that we so desired, but it hasn't. And as a result of that, we come to a realization that we need to be saved where we're at, and that's where Jesus stepped into our lives. And even as followers of Christ, as realizing that he saved us, and even if we made that decision that he's going to be the Lord of our lives, we still come up with challenges of dealing with life on life's terms and in relationship with others, and which I think is one of the biggest challenges, if not the biggest challenges, while we're on this earth, is relationships with others, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so anyway, that's what we're talking about, respect in this degree. Now, I had mentioned this thing about being respected, that we need to be doing something that is being that we're being respectable. In other words, that we're doing things that deserve respect, right?
So the question is, do you have to earn the respect of somebody? The question is, do you have to earn the respect of somebody? Should you have to earn the respect of somebody?
Oh, that's a good question.
That's the question.
To earn it.
Yes.
Do I need to earn respect?
Yes.
Well, let's see. If I, I guess that's one way of looking at it. I guess you're going to sit here and you're going to tell me that the Bible doesn't say that.
No. I'm saying being a human being made in the image of God is a reason enough for me to respect and honor you. That you don't have to perform for me in order for me. You should not have to.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what happens in marriages. The guy says, well, she's not doing what she's supposed to do, so therefore I'm not going to do what she wants me to do. I'm not going to help her. I'm not going to do the dishes because she didn't do this. And it becomes a tit-for-tat situation where instead of saying, I'm going to honor her even though she doesn't do what she's supposed to do, I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do because I want to see her out of God's eyes. And God loves her even though she doesn't perform because God doesn't require performance from us.
So now, say that again, what you just said here about the man is going to do what he wants to love her as. Say that again.
Okay, here's the situation. Yes. You have a married couple.
Yeah, I got that.
she's slowful, or she's doesn't she comes home and she doesn't cook for dinner.
Right.
Right? He gets mad, okay, and he says, "Okay, well, instead of saying, hey, my wife might be tired, you know, et cetera, et cetera," mm-hmm. he's thinking about his own need,
mm-hmm.
and she's not fulfilling his need. So what happens? He says, well, hey, I'm not going to take her out to dinner. I'm not going to do this. So he, instead of saying, hey, maybe she's got some issues that need to be dealt with, he says, I'm only caring about me, so therefore she has to earn my respect or a woman, say a female. A female goes into the family and she says, you know, because my husband doesn't make enough money for me to buy the stuff that I want, I'm not going to treat him like he, you know, he should. So there's a performance thing related to their relationship that he needs to do something in order to get honor and respect. But the Bible says that we're supposed to get respect just because we are the husbands. It doesn't say that we need to be perfect or perform. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. But then on the same token, then my wife should be able to just respect me no matter how I treat her.
Correct. Correct. Because the Bible says so.
So you're going to tell me that if I, every time I saw you and I'd smack you in the face, and I
turn the other cheek,
and I call you a name, you're still going to respect me?
You're supposed to turn the other cheek.
And if somebody grabs your daughter or your son, and that's youthful age, and they start spanking them in front of you,
right?
So you shouldn't be behaving that way.
I kill them in Jesus' name. See, we're talking about honor and respect. We're talking about honor and respect in relationships.
But see, here's
we're talking relationships.
No, I understand that. In the book of Ephesians, okay, yes, you can sit here and you can read where it says, "Wives, submit to your husbands, okay, as to the Lord, okay."
Right.
For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church.
Right.
Okay. So he's right there. You know, Paul's using men, using the analogy that you're like Christ is to the church. You should be that same way to your wife. Okay? That sounds like a requirement.
No, it's okay? Positional. It's positional.
Well, okay, positional. You can, okay,
it doesn't
stay
mean
with
it's,
me. Stay
it's
with
positional.
Me. It's still positional. Okay? So it loves his, let's see, is the head of the wife as Christ is the head of the church, his body of which he is the Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything.
That's okay? And that's positional.
Okay.
It doesn't mean that the guy's got to be Christ to her. He should be, but it doesn't mean he is.
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
No, I understand. I understand. Let me finish my statement, though. Let's go on with the rest of the scripture here, mm-hmm. where most guys don't even go here.
Right.
They don't even go here. In verse 25, it talks about, 25, it says, husbands, he's talking to you and me, okay, and other men who are husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word, and present her to himself as a radiant church. Without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless.
Yeah,
that sounds like he's really loving his wife, taking care of her, providing for her, protecting her, okay, and honoring her.
Right, but does that mean that she has, is there any performance that she has to do in order to get that from her husband?
Well, when you mean as far as...
performance.
Well, first off, if they're going to get married, there should be a love that's there.
Oh, sure. But right? I'm talking about over time, it dissipates. Over time, there become issues in a relationship.
Well, life takes
and,
on.
And so what happens is there's a breakdown of that. Mm-hmm. And so the question is the guy supposed to still honor and love his wife even when she doesn't perform
okay.
up to his standard of what she should be performing.
You know, I understand that, but the thing is the guy needs to be taking a look in the mirror. How are you actually being toward her?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? This isn't about the guy doing everything right.
No, he can't.
No. I get that. I get that. But the thing is that he needs to take a look at himself. He can't sit there and keep demanding as a dictator in this household, this is my home, you're going to do what I want.
Well, he can, but that doesn't mean he's going to get it.
That's exactly. And I demand respect.
Right.
You know, and she may say as she's just got hit or beaten or not given
cursed
anything.
Cursed
at, whatever. Demeanored or whatever, that's the word.
Demeaned.
But anyway, all of a sudden she looks at him and says, okay, I respect you.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly. That's okay.
Passive-aggressive stuff, yeah.
So what now is the respect mm-hmm. that he so badly desires,
mm-hmm.
you know, that all of a sudden you're supposed to be submitting to me.
Right. Yeah. What I'm trying to get to is that we need to behave the way the Bible says, and not responding to our mate's lack of doing that.
Exactly.
See, I'm supposed to love, cherish, honor, protect my wife, even when she doesn't do what I want her to do, even when she's not living up to what I think she should be. I should still not compromise that, because I do that unto the Lord.
That's right.
Right? And same with her, that she should not withhold sex, not you know, withhold affection, dishonor, etc., her husband, just because he's not doing, living up to what she thinks he should, because she needs to do it unto the Lord, and not to him, because we serve the Lord, not necessarily each other. That's secondary. First we serve him, then we serve each other.
Well, one of the things that takes place is that you know when you're being respected. We do. As men, we know when somebody respects us, whether it be a peer, or maybe it's at work and somebody, maybe you're in management, maybe you're oversee people that are getting a job accomplished. You can tell if people respect you, and you can tell when they don't. When they just use the words, or they just, okay, you're an authority, but as soon as you trip, I'm rolling over you, type of thing, right? The antagonist in the crowd, right?
Right.
But the fact is, plain and simple, is that back to how we are. I mean, this whole relationship with Jesus is about how I change, not about what other people do for me, okay? Because if I, you know, that's part of the, you know, one of my failing areas of my life was always being a people pleaser, of always wanting to please everybody, because if I pleased everybody, they'll be happy with me. They'll like me. I'll be accepted and maybe respected. And they'll, yes. But then you come across those that sit there and they see that and they go, you know, you're spineless. I don't respect that.
Right.
You know, you say yes to everybody. Mm-hmm. You never say no.
Mm-hmm.
And you think that that's supposed to be respectable? I don't think so.
Yeah.
So it becomes confusing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have no one to talk about these situations to, you definitely don't want to talk to somebody who's close to you, because they'll take advantage of you, right?
Right.
That's what you would think. All the more reason I think that men have a hard time with fellowship. And actually being transparent with other men, being able to realize. That's part of why I do what I do through this ministry, of saying, hey, listen, man, you're not alone. But if you end up keeping yourself away from everything, and this isn't talking about people who have personality that is as an introvert. You're an introvert. But when it comes to the Lord, you are an extrovert, okay? And you're willing to give all of that away. But there are men who actually, you know this, they don't want to share nothing with anybody. They keep it to themselves, and they end up going and, you know, doing the things that they do to appease them.
Yeah. But it's the thing where you know, we're like I say, we are designed to be significant. God made us in his image. We're secondary creators. We're made in the God class. And, you know, one of the things.
I like that, the God class. That's true.
We are.
Yeah, I know.
We are. You know, even angels are not made, you know, the way we are. And so the whole thing is that and in Genesis, you know, the whole thing where, you know, Eve, you know, she was deceived and Adam was not deceived, okay? Adam went along with what Eve did, okay? So he did not take his rightful place in the garden, and the curse that was on them in Genesis, and said, you know, that he needs to be the head because she was deceived, okay? And the Bible talks about women as being the weaker vessel. Why? Because they are emotion. Most of them are emotion-driven, and they act on emotion. That's why they're so relational, and they're able to feel things more than we are, right? And so, but the thing is that God said, okay, I am making you responsible, Adam, and he's making us men responsible for our families, okay, and for the role. So positionally, we're the head of our families. And what happens, though, is that we want to be significant, and we want to be significant at work. That's why when some people, they don't know how to handle respect, because they don't know how to handle being honored. You know how a lot of people, when, you know, it may be a birthday or something, whatever it is when somebody makes them feel They say, "Oh, I'm not worthy of that," and I'm not. They go into a false humility thing, mm-hmm. when in reality they want to feel important, they want to feel loved, they want to be honored, and they want to be respected. But you know, we have to learn how to handle that, because some people don't handle authority well, and so they abuse their authority. And so it's hard to respect somebody that abuses their authority. But God calls us to still honor and respect them, even when they're in abusive situations. Like I said about honoring our mother and father, you know. And so if your boss is a jerk, you know, it's hard to respect and honor him. But we do it unto the Lord, mm-hmm. you know, because it's for our witness, and to be, we might be able to lead him to the Lord, that boss someday. You know, you may be able to be a blessing to him someday.
But that doesn't mean that you need to have a relationship outside the workplace with him either.
No, nothing says that you have to have.
No, but I mean, but I know, but in that sense, because some people can look at it that way, that this man respects me. He may not like me, but he respects me. Then, but you see him out at a football game or something like that, he may walk right by you without shaking your hand. And you kind of know where you stand with that sort of thing.
Yeah, and that shouldn't bother you.
Well, either one.
Yeah.
But it does,
yeah.
because of the person who's demanding the respect or desiring it, mm-hmm. wants it, not just at work, wants it everywhere.
Yeah, but that's ridiculous.
But our lives are ridiculous sometimes, because that's how some people are.
Yeah, okay? Abusive people are like that.
Exactly. Yeah. And those seem to be the toughest ones to be able to respect, even in that period of time, as an employee or working for that individual, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or in this case here, a parent that abused you or something like that. It makes it tough.
Mm-hmm.
But in honoring them doesn't mean that you necessarily have to call them up and get together on weekends or this and that. But you honor them in sense of, well, praying for them, mm-hmm. okay? That's very honoring, mm-hmm. okay, when you're praying for somebody. Another one is that if there's significance in their life. In other words, they have a birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Sending them a birthday card. You don't have to say love, Raul. You could just say happy birthday. Hope your day is filled with all the things that you want. And Raul, right? Mm-hmm. And just send it off.
Is that why you send me that kind of card?
Yeah, I don't even send you one. What does that mean? I don't even send you a card.
Wow, folks,
I know.
Take note of that, folks.
Yes. I'll let you guys know when I send him a card. Oh my gosh! All right. No, well, hey, let's take a break.
Okay.
Hold that thought.
Okay.
What's the thought of? Give me a little something, a little teaser on
that. Little teaser. That's the teaser. Guess what it is, folks. You'll be surprised at what I say.
Okay. Well, hey, let me just, I just want to say something here out of the book of Deuteronomy. It talks about in chapter 6. Now, I used to always think that this actually was meant for just the children, but I think in a sense, maybe it means for the whole family. And it says here, "These commandments I give to you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates." Okay? So he's talking about the commandments, about God's law, mm-hmm. and sharing that and teaching that to your children. I believe that we're part of that authority of who we are in a home is teaching our wives also.
Yes.
And so I believe that they are part of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because are we not children of God, each mm-hmm. one of us,
mm-hmm.
those that believe? I think so. We'll be right back. You're listening to Band of Brothers Radio.
No sugarcoating here. It's real talk about real issues for real men. Band of Brothers Radio.
Looking for another option for your internet service? Need a more reliable, high-speed internet? StarTouch is the premier provider of wireless broadband to businesses, government entities, schools, and residential customers in the Pacific Northwest. In fact, the talk show ministry you're listening to right now uses StarTouch as our internet provider. Experience the StarTouch difference. Get a free quote by visiting StarTouch.com.
I don't know about your body, but my body loves protein. That's right. And when I think about delicious protein, I think about Hempler's pepper bacon, Hempler's hams, Hempler's bun buster hot dogs, Hempler's chorizo, Hempler's chicken sausage. It's all so delicious, and I don't have to worry about extra fillers. The entire Hempler collection of smoked meats is completely free of allergens, gluten, and MSG, and is made with care from their family to yours, using the Hempler family tradition of slowly curing, cooking, and smoking their meat naturally over hardwoods. To learn where you can purchase your own Hempler's meat, visit Hempler's.com.
Forgiven, forgiven. You love me even when I don't deserve it. Forgiven, I'm forgiven. Jesus, your blood makes me innocent. So I will say goodbye to every sin. I am forgiven.
Oh. All right. Felix and Raul in the studio today talking about respect.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find out what it means to me. R-E-S-P-E-C-T, take care, T-C-P. Had to get that out of me.
That's only because you drank water first.
Yeah, definitely.
Because if you didn't drink the water, it
I'm hydrated,
sound that
brother.
Good,
I'm though. Hydrated.
Yes. All right. So, respect.
Yes.
How do we... What's the Bible say about how we find people who are respectable? How do we know that they're respectable?
Everybody is respectable.
Okay. But doesn't the church have for certain positions in the church?
Yes.
That there are certain things for them
to... Yeah, 1 Timothy and Titus.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And that's where I wanted to go here just shortly, just real quick anyway. In Titus, it talks about, and this, of course, is... Titus and Timothy were the younger guys, right,
mm-hmm.
that they had sent out. And do you know how old they were? Did it, any
no,
idea?
They think they were in their early 20s.
Yeah.
Early
so that 20s. Had to be tough for these guys, these young guys, to all of a sudden get respect for mm-hmm. sharing the Word of God. The Word
right.
of God actually is what gave them that, but they also needed to find others that were within that body that they were at or their flock, whatever, mm-hmm. Being able to... gain their respect by having those that are respectable on their
right. And in biblical times, you know, it was traditional to honor and respect older people because that was that, you know, elders came from the thing of
yes.
they've been around a while.
Yes.
They've learned a lot. So they're supposed to have you're supposed to honor and respect them because they've lived that long.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
You know, it doesn't work that way these days.
They just want to cast us aside, say, hey, get
yeah.
out of the way, you
yeah.
know, you're
yeah.
in the way is really what it comes down to.
Yeah.
Paul says to Titus in his letter to him, he says in the second chapter, says, teach the older men to be temperate, worthy of respect, self-controlled, and sound in faith, in love, and endurance. So he's talking about teaching the older men
right.
this, okay, that this is... Back to what you were saying, just because you're old doesn't mean that you've got it.
Right.
It means that you need to be able to do some of these things that are respectable.
Right.
Then Timothy, he talks about it here in a sense where he lets us know in chapter 3, and I'll just use part of what it is, because he's talking about not only the overseers but the deacons, right?
Right.
But they're pretty much the same thing. It says, likewise, these deacons are to be men worthy of respect.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sincere, not indulging in much wine, and not pursuing dishonest gain. They must keep hold of the deep truths of the faith with a clear conscience. They must first be tested, and then if there is nothing against them, let them serve as deacons. And then it goes on, in the same way, their wives would be women worthy of respect, not malicious talkers.
Mm-hmm.
But temperate and trustworthy in everything. A deacon must be the husband of one wife, not multiple wives, and must manage his children and his household well. Those who have served well gain an excellent standing and great assurance in their faith in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
So so often, that's sort of a, you want to know what it might take to gain somebody's respect? Follow under the requirements of a deacon, mm-hmm. in a sense. You start trying to, you know, be this type of person, individual, as the Bible's talking about, you may get close to being able to have that respect. And then having all your life changes when people around you are respecting you. Because, mm-hmm. and especially if you're, like you said earlier, you're respectable. Mm-hmm. There, it changes. You're like, all of a sudden, man, I have an assurance that I have people that I can actually go to, that I can trust, that I can believe in when they talk to me. You mm-hmm. know, they don't have other motives or reasons, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, gosh. He's just zoning out on me.
I'm just listening. You're talking good stuff, so okay. I'm listening. But, well, hopefully they're listening, too. You want me to chime in? Especially, you know, when you talk about in the body of Christ, you know, the behavior is very necessary for people to see Jesus in us. You know, that's something that people can respect, you know, because, again, it's not easy being Jesus. We need Jesus in us, manifesting himself in us in order for us to really reflect him. And so it becomes a thing where people want, you know, I was talking to just somebody just the other day where they wanted their wife to respect and honor them because, you see, women know how to disrespect you.
Oh, boy.
You walk in the house.
Even with the look.
Oh yeah. You walk in the house, you expect a kiss, you don't get a kiss, you know. You don't get a thank you, you don't get a, you know, they know how to,
because
they can't beat us up physically, but they can mess with us emotionally, you know. And that drives a guy to the biggest thing that they do is close their legs. You know, I mean, that's the ultimate disrespect. I've got a headache, yes. I'm tired, too tired, whatever. But what they're saying is that I'm definitely dissing you. I'm disrespecting you because, you know, the Bible says not for a woman or a man to withhold their body from another. Mm-hmm. So you have these kinds of things that happen. And guys, we've got to, when that happens, we've got to wonder what's going on. Because we can never, very seldom are we able to read our wives or women, period, because men are from Mars and women are from Venus, right?
Yeah.
And so the thing is to learn, you know, just still be Jesus to her even when she has her legs closed.
Yeah. Well, the simple fact, even in that case there, the Bible talks about it. I think it's even during their time of the month, okay, during their period, that hey, that you still honor them, and you honor them, you don't demand anything, and because, you know, for them, that is maybe something that's very, it's not a very...
Well, the Bible says it's unclean time.
Unclean, yeah. I didn't want to use that word, but anyway.
It's biblical.
But in 1 Peter 3:7, it says, husbands, live with your wives in an understanding way, showing honor to the woman as the weaker vessel, like you had talked about, since they are heirs with you of the grace of life, so that your prayers may not be hindered.
Yes, that's why.
See, that is one of the hugest things.
Oh, yeah.
We've got to remember that with our wives, we want to be connected with them. We want to make sure that we honor them because the Lord is saying, hey, I may not be listening to your prayers. If you don't honor your wife, it's going to hit the ceiling. It's going to come right back down, plain and simple. And that's an awakening.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I mean, if you're seeking the Lord and you're saying, I can't communicate with him,
mm-hmm.
he's not listening to me. Oh, I can talk all I want, but he's not really listening to
mm-hmm.
me. Maybe it's because how I'm treating my wife.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
So, and that term weaker vessel, just curious, is it, I've known some couples where the wife could actually take on the guy physically.
Mm-hmm.
And probably whoop him.
Oh, yeah.
But is it talking about emotionally, spiritually, or physically?
Not physically, definitely not physically.
Okay.
And it's tied to the whole thing of her being deceived in the garden.
Yeah.
Okay, that she was susceptible to that because because women
but
are
what's
emotional.
That say about the guys? Because Adam was standing right there, it said, and then he ended up being convinced.
Well, he went along with the program instead of taking authority, and the snake wasn't supposed to be able to do that in the garden. He was supposed to take authority and kick that snake out the garden.
So do you think Eve respected Adam?
Probably not. I think she disrespected him.
Yeah.
On that one. Yeah. Yeah, because the Bible says your desire will be for your husband, okay, and to please him. You
that's
know?
The curse. That's the one.
And so I think she was a little out of order. And I think that, well, the devil played with her imagination.
A lot of people say that that wasn't the first time that the serpent sought her.
Mm.
That made it sound like there were ongoing conversations before.
Well, I know.
It's all theory.
Yes.
Anyway, so let's. So in one of the areas of respect is authority.
Yes.
Today's world, the way that it is, government authority is not respected, and yet, as a follower of Jesus, we need to respect authority.
Yes. It says honor the king.
Honor the king.
Yes.
That means the government officials.
That
means everybody. We may not like the rules, the laws, whatever.
No.
And if you break them, there is consequences as a result of it. But we're called to be that way.
Yes. We're supposed to pray for them. We're supposed to honor them. We're supposed to render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. We need to be able to, as Christians, live above that. But the problem, Raul, is living above it, you know, because we live in our flesh and we can't live in our flesh and really serve God the way we're supposed to and serve people. We need to walk in the Spirit. As we walk in the Spirit and be full of the Spirit, we're able to see these things in their proper perspective.
Yes.
And as I tell people, it doesn't matter who's president, because Jesus is my king.
That's right.
You know, and so whose authority are we under? We're under God's authority.
And so often, if we just look at one thing, seek God above all things, first and foremost, that will help put us right in at least the groove of what the direction is that the Lord wants us to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's going to let you know, he's going to remind you to love others as you love yourself. And in doing so, we might be respected a little bit more.
Yeah, we definitely, because we know what's doing the right thing means. People can see it.
Amen. Hey, how about praying for our brothers who are listening?
Well, my brothers, I just pray that you today will seek the Lord with your whole heart, because that's the only way that you can know what respect is and honor is and authority is. So bless these men, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.